Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
希望大家有一个愉快的感觉。
We gathered with our family and had a great time together. We have five grandchildren that live right across the street from us. So we had them all up for dinner along with our son and his wife.
我们与家人相聚，我们有五个孙子孙女，他们就住在街的另外一端，然后他们来吃感恩节大餐。
And it was an all-day affair.
然后呢，变成了一整天的活动。
I want to speak to you this afternoon on don't miss the wedding.
我今天的正道是不要错过婚宴。
Dave Best and his fiance planned more than a year in advance for their wedding in Wales, England. It was going to be one of those destination weddings.
Dave Best 和他的未婚妻计划了他们的婚礼超过一年然后他们是在 Wales, England, 英国这个地方。
And they wanted to give their family and friends plenty of time to prepare, but they worried that even with all the lead time, that some of them wouldn't be able to attend.
他想给他的亲人和朋友们足够的时间来准备，但是他们仍然忧虑，即使是很长的时间，他们中的一些仍然不能来参加。
However, they didn't have to be afraid of their friend David Barclay showing up.
但是他们不需要担心他们的朋友David Barclay.
He was so excited about the wedding, he showed up a year early.
他是那么的兴奋，以至于他早到了一年。
And when David wrote to him about the wedding in Wales for the following July 6, somehow he got it in his head that it was going to be July 6 of the current year.
当他收到信关于这个婚礼的时候不知道怎么搞的他觉得他是今年的7月6号。
So he bought a plane ticket from Toronto, Canada, and he flew to Wales, England.
于是他买了一个机票从加拿大多伦多飞到了这个英国。
Now once he arrived in Wales, he called his friend to get some details about the location for the ceremony.
当他到达的时候他问他的朋友说你们的婚礼在哪里呀
And that's when he discovered that he was a year ahead of schedule.
然后他发现哦他找到了一整年。
Well, the next year he gave it another try and this time he succeeded in attending the wedding.
第二年他又来了然后这次他成功地参加了婚礼。
And he told some friends at least his mistake assured him mention in the wedding speech.
他说至少他的错误保证了他可以在婚礼致辞中发言。
And it did.
确实如此。
David Barclay was well prepared for that wedding.
David Barclay, 是对这个婚礼是准备的非常好。
Well, over 2,000 years ago, Jesus planned for his wedding with the church, the body of people who would trust him with their lives.
大概两千年前，耶稣准备了他的婚礼，为这个教会的肢体。
At that time, he didn't have a specific date, but he paid the bridal price on the cross, and he rose from the dead, and he returned to his Father's house to prepare a place for those who would believe in him.
那时他并没有一个具体的日期，但是他付了。这个嫁妆是在他的十字架上，然后他回到了父家去，为相信他们的人预备地方。
And before he left, he promised to get his bride and bring her to his father's house, where they would enjoy their wedding festivities.
当他离开之前呢，他保证了他会再回来，然后会把他的心腹带回天家。
Now we've had plenty of time to prepare.
我们有足够的时间来准备。
But the question is, are you ready for the wedding?
问题是你准备好了吗
Well, today I want us to look at Matthew chapter 25, where Jesus tells us how to get ready for the wedding.
今天我们来一起看马太福音二十五章，然后耶稣告诉我们如何来预备婚礼。
And so we pick up the account in Matthew chapter 25 and verse 1. Oops.I'm sorry, I'm one behind here. Oh, this isn't working. Why is this not working? there we go. Okay. I'm sorry, we missed all of those. But anyway, there. Okay. Matthew 25:1, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 bridesmaids who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom.
那是天国好比十个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎。
Jesus was speaking to his disciples and other followers.
耶稣在为对他的门徒和其他的跟随者证道。
And they were looking forward to a coming kingdom where Messiah would rule over the whole world.
他们在展望那将来的天国，弥赛亚将会统治全世界。
And he would rule from Jerusalem, and he'd bring peace and prosperity to everyone in the kingdom.
他会在耶路撒冷作王，然后带来平安和繁荣给他王国的每一个人。
And here Jesus describes that kingdom as a wedding.
这里耶稣把这个天国比喻为一个婚宴。
And to understand the coming kingdom, we need to understand the wedding ceremonies of Jesus' day.
我们要想了解天国，我们就要了解当时的婚礼习俗。
In Jesus' day, when a man wanted to marry a woman, he would go to the woman's home and he'd negotiate a bridal price with her father.
在耶稣的那个时候，未来的新郎会与新娘的爸爸商定这个聘礼。
And after he paid the price, then he went back to his father's house to prepare a place for him and his bride to live.
然后新郎回到自己的父家去准备新房。
And then when the groom's father determined that the house was ready, the groom returned to his bride's home to bring her to his new home where they would live together.
当新房准备好的时候，新郎去迎接新娘。
Now as he got close to the bride's home, the bridal party would go out to meet him.
当他们临近快到新娘家的时候，迎亲队会出来迎接他。
And then together in a grand procession with torchlights, they would accompany the groom back to the father's house.
在举着火炬的盛大游行中，他们一起回到新郎的父家。
And there a rabbi would perform the wedding ceremony, which allowed the bride and the groom to consummate their marriage.
在那里一位拉比主持婚礼，为新娘和新郎完婚。
Now typically in Jesus' day, the wedding ceremony would start a 7-day celebration.
在耶稣的日子，这个婚礼是七日盛宴的开始。
Now, in the same way, Jesus is going to return for his bride, the church.
同样的，耶稣会再来到他的这个心腹这里，也就是教会。
And all of those in the wedding party will meet him in the air, and they'll return to the Father's house.
所以我们这个新娘的婚宴将会在空中相遇。
And there we're going to celebrate for 7 years, not for 7 days.
这是我们会庆祝七年，并不是七天。
And meanwhile, a terrible tribulation will be taking place down here on the earth.
同时呢，在地上有大灾难。
Now in Revelation chapter 19, John describes the wedding celebration in heaven.
在启示录十九章，约翰描述了这个婚宴的
Here's what he wrote in Revelation 19. He says, Then I heard again what sounded like the shout of a vast crowd, or the roar of a mighty ocean waves, or the crash of loud thunder. Praise the Lord, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice, and let us give honor to him. For the time has come for the wedding feast of the Lamb, and his bride has prepared herself. She has been given the finest of pure white linen to wear. For the fine linen represents the good deeds of God's holy people. And the angel said to me, Write this, Blessed are those who are invited to the wedding feast of the Lamb. And he added, These are true words that come from God.
我听见好像群众的声音、众水的声音、大雷的声音，说：“哈利路亚！因为主我们的神全能者作王了，我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他。因为羔羊婚宴的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了，就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣。这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。天使吩咐我说：你要写上，凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的有福了。又对我说：这是神真实的话。”
Now that wedding feast happens in heaven While the earth is going through tribulation as described in the previous chapters of Revelation 6 through 18.
这里的婚宴是当那个地球上经历大灾难的时候，这是在启示录前一章所描述的。
And then after 7 years, Jesus is going to return with his bride, that's you and me, who are as believers, to rule and reign over this earth for 1,000 years, and that's described in the next chapter, Revelation chapter 20.
七年以后，耶稣会回到地上来统治一千年，这是启示录20章下一章所描述的。
So the question is, do you want to participate in that great wedding feast?
所以问题是，你想要参加这个婚宴吗？
And if so, then you need to bring your lamp and join the bridal party.
如果是这样的话，你需要拿着灯来参加婚宴。
Jesus said that the kingdom of heaven is like 10 bridesmaids. And they took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom.
耶稣说，天国好比十个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎。
Now remember that the church is the bride of Christ.
教会就是基督的心腹。
It makes up the bridal party.
这就是羔羊的婚宴。
And so this is saying you need to connect with your church as you wait for the bridegroom's coming.
这就是说，当我们等待新郎来到的时候，我们应当进入教会。
You need to associate yourself with Christ's bride, the body of believers, as you wait for Jesus' return.
当我们等待基督再来的时候，我们应该与基督的心腹，就是教会这个肢体连接。
In her book, Traveling Mercies, Anne Lamott shares a story about the need for a church family.
安娜·拉莫特在她的书《人生旅途中的恩赐》中描述了她为什么需要这个教会大家庭。
When she was about 7, one day her best friend got lost.
当她是七岁的时候，有一天她最好的朋友迷路了。
And the little girl ran up and down the streets of the big town where she lived.
这个小女孩在她的城市里跑来跑去。
But she couldn't find a single landmark.
但是她找不着路。
And she was very frightened.
她非常害怕。
Finally, a policeman stopped to help her.
最后一个警察停下来帮助她。
And he put her in the passenger seat of his car and they drove around until she finally saw her church.
警察把她放在车里，然后开车带着她，直到她看见了她的教会。
And she pointed it out to the policeman and then she told him, "You can let me out of the car now."
她指着她的教会对警察说，你可以让我走了。
She said, "This is my church, and I can always find my way home from here."
她说这是我的教会，我总是能从这里找到回家的路。
Lamont went on to write.
拉莫特说。
And she said, "That is why I have stayed so close to my church."
这就是为什么我离教会这么近。
Because no matter how bad I'm feeling, how lost or lonely or frightened, when I see the faces of the people at my church and hear their voices.I can always find my way home.
这就是为什么我离教会这么近，因为无论我感觉多么糟糕、迷茫、孤独或害怕，当我看到教会里人们的脸，听到他们的声音时，我总能找到回家的路。
Now, finding her way home meant finding her way back to a functioning life.
找到回家的路意味着回归正常生活。
Meeting with people in the church took away those bad feelings.
与教会里的人相聚可以拿走那些不好的感觉。
It took away those frightened and lonely feelings.
那种孤单害怕的感受。
It took away the discouragement and the depression.
那种抑郁和沮丧。
In other words, going to church lifted her spirits.
换句话说，去教会可以让她焕然一新。
Now you too can find your way home by staying close to your church family.
你也需要找到你回家的路，是通过与教会非常紧密的相连。
And that's why the Bible tells us not to neglect the gathering of ourselves together.
这就是为什么圣经教导我们说不可停止聚会。
And more than that, you could find your way to your new home that Jesus is preparing for you by staying connected to His bride, the body of believers, the church.
更进一步来说，你可以找到你回天家的路，那是耶稣为我们预备的，让我们在教会里相连。
So if you want to participate in that Greek wedding feast to come, you need to bring your lamp and you need to join the bridal party, which is the church.
如果你想参加婚宴的话，你应该拿着灯来参加这个婚宴，就是教会。
But not only that, you need to bring some oil so it can fuel your light.
同时你也需要预备油，可以延续你的灯。
Now the Holy Spirit is the fuel that lights the light of Christ within every one of us.
圣灵就是那个油，可以把你生命来点亮。
And you need to invite the Holy Spirit to live within you so that he will power your influence.
我们需要邀请圣灵住在我们里面，来赐我们影响力。
Give the Holy Spirit the freedom that he needs to make your life brightly shine for Jesus.
给圣灵以自由，他会使你的生命为耶稣发光。
Here's what our passage says in verse 2. It says five of them, he's talking about the bridesmaids,were foolish, and five of them were wise. The five who were foolish didn't take enough oil for their lamps, but the other five were wise enough to take along extra oil.
其中有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油，聪明的拿着灯又预备油在器皿里。
Thus, when the bridegroom was delayed and they all became drowsy and fell asleep, at midnight,They were roused by the shout, Look, the bridegroom is coming. Come out and meet him. And all the bridesmaids got up and prepared their lamps. Then the five foolish ones asked the others, Please give us some of your oil because our lamps are going out.
新郎延迟的时候，他们都打盹睡着了。半夜有人喊着说，新郎来了，你们出来迎接他。那些童女就都起来收拾灯。愚拙的对聪明的说，请分点油给我们，因为我们的灯要灭了。
But the others replied, We don't have enough for all of us. Go to a shop and buy some for yourselves. But while they were gone to buy oil, the bridegroom came. Then those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was locked. Later, when the other five bridesmaids returned, they stood outside calling, Lord, Lord, open the door for us. But he called back, Believe me, I don't know you.
聪明的回答说：“恐怕不够你我用的，不如你们自己到卖油的那里去买吧。”他们去买的时候，新郎到了，那预备好了的同他进去坐席，门就关了。其余的童女随后也来了，说：“主啊，主啊，给我们开门。”他们却回答说：“我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们。”
Now these foolish bridesmaids forgot their oil. They weren't ready. They weren't properly prepared, so they missed the wedding.
这些愚蠢的童女，她们忘记了准备油，她们并没有预备好，所以她们错过了婚宴。
But the wise bridesmaids, they brought oil. They were ready. They were prepared. So they made the wedding.
聪明的童女预备了油，然后她们是准备好的，所以她们可以参加婚宴。
Now in Jesus' day, torches were an essential part of a wedding procession.
在耶稣的时候，火把的游行是婚礼中很重要的一步。
It usually took place at night.
因为婚礼经常在夜里举行。
And the torches lit the way from the bride's home to the groom's home.
所以这个当时的这个火把会把这个灯照把从新娘到新郎家的路照亮。
One commentary wrote, It's unlikely that the lamps here refers to those small little oil lamps which would be carried in a hand.
有一个圣经评论员说，这里的灯可能指的不是那种小小的油灯，就握在手里。
Evidence points instead to torches which have burned for about 15 minutes.
有一些证据指明这里指的是一些火炬，它会燃烧大概十五分钟。
And then the burnt rags would have to be removed, and new oil-soaked rags would have to be wrapped around the sticks of which they were made.
然后烧过的这个布呢，就会被拿到，然后新的被油浸过的布就会重新的裹上去，让它继续点着。
And so that's why the bridesmaids needed a reserve oil.
这就是为什么这些童女需要一些油。
They needed the oil to keep their lamps burning in case the bridegroom delayed his coming.
他们需要油来保证他们的灯一直亮着，当新郎延迟的时候。
Now everyone in the wedding was expected to carry his or her own torch and supply of oil.
所有的人在婚礼的时候都是被期待带着他自己的火炬，和预备油的。
And those without a torch would be assumed to be a wedding crasher or maybe even a thief.
那些没有带火炬的会被认为是婚礼破坏者或者是贼。
And so that's why the groom locked the foolish bridesmaids outside of the wedding festivities.
这就是为什么新郎会把那些愚蠢的童女锁在外面。
They lack the oil to keep their lamps burning.
他们缺少油让他们的灯一直点着。
And the groom considered them pretenders, pretending to be of the wedding party when they really weren't.
这个新郎就认为他们是伪装者，他们只是假扮他们参加了这个婚宴。
You see, it just wasn't enough to join the wedding party.
你看这里并不是，只是参加这个婚宴并不是足够的。
You also had to have an oil-soaked lamp to prove that you genuinely belonged, and enough oil to keep it burning.
你还必须有一盏浸油的灯来证明你真正的归属，然后有足够的油可以延续你的灯。
Now, oil throughout the Bible is a symbol of the Holy Spirit.
油在圣经里面是象征着圣灵。
For example, we read this in 1 Samuel. Chapter 10 and beginning in verse 1. When Samuel took a flask of olive oil and poured it over Saul's head, he kissed Saul and said, I'm doing this because the Lord has appointed you to be the ruler over Israel, his special possession. At that time, the Spirit of the Lord will come powerfully upon you and you will be changed into a different person. And the Spirit of God came powerfully upon Saul.
撒母耳拿瓶膏油倒在扫罗的头上，与他亲嘴说：“这不是耶和华膏你做他产业的君吗？耶和华的灵必大大感动你，你要变为新人，神的灵大大感动他。”
Now you can see the relationship of oil with the Holy Spirit.
这里你可以看到油和圣灵之间的关联。
1 John 2:20 says this: You, as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, have been anointed with the Holy Spirit, and you know the truth.
你们从那圣者受了恩膏，并且知道这一切的事。约翰一书二章二十节。
In fact, the Bible says this: If you don't have the Holy Spirit living inside of you, you do not genuinely belong to Christ's bridal party.
圣经是这么说的，如果你里面没有圣灵的话，你并不是真正的属于基督的婚宴。
It's not enough just to belong to a local church. You have to belong to Jesus himself.
只是属于一个教会是不够的，你要属于耶稣他自己。
Romans 8 says this, those who do not have the Spirit of Christ living in them do not belong to him at all. Did you see that?Those who do not have the Spirit of Christ living in them do not belong to him at all. But if Christ lives within you, even though your body will die because of sin, the Spirit gives you life because you have been made right with God. The Spirit of God, who raised Jesus from the dead, lives in you. And just as God raised Jesus from the dead, he will give life to your mortal bodies by the same Spirit living within you.
如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。基督若叫，若在你们心里，身体就因罪而死，心灵却因义而活。然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵，若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的，也必急着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。
The Holy Spirit is the life.Which energizes our mortal or physical body.
圣灵使我们从必死的身体中活过来。
Or to use the metaphor that Jesus used in Matthew 25, the Holy Spirit is the oil which lights our life so it shines brightly and gives a genuine testimony that we belong to Christ.
或者是马太福音中耶稣的隐喻，这个圣灵就是油，点亮我们的生活，然后让我们可以为基督做光。
So how do we get the Holy Spirit?
我们如何能得到圣灵呢？
Well, it's simple.
非常简单。
You invite him to live inside of you so that he can begin to change you from the inside out.
你邀请他住在你心里，所以他开始从里而外的更新你。
You ask God to give you his Holy Spirit so that you can genuinely shine with his righteousness and not your own.
请求神赐他的圣灵给你，所以你会因他的义而发光，并不是因为你自己的义。
Jesus said this in Luke 11:13. He said, if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父，岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？
So you ask God to give you his Holy Spirit, and he will.
所以我们就请神赐他的圣灵给我们，他会的。
Francis Chan is a well-known pastor, author, and teacher.
陈帆是一个著名的牧师、作者和
And he talks about a time when his teenage daughter Rachel was not in love with Jesus.
他讨论过他的青少年的女儿 Rachel， 她是并不喜欢。
Now, Francis Chan is the author of the best-selling book Crazy Love.
陈恩帆牧师是畅销书《狂热的爱》的作者。
And he spent nights crying, bawling, praying to the Lord.
他晚上向神哭叫，然后来祷告。
He said, "Here I am, known for my ability to communicate, and he is a good communicator." He said, "But there was nothing that I could do for my own daughter so that she would fall in love with Jesus."
他说，我以我的沟通能力而著名，但是我却对我的女儿一无能力，我不能使她来爱上耶稣。
And so one day he prayed, God, either your spirit comes into her or your spirit doesn't.
他就开始祷告说，神啊，要么你的圣灵进入他，要么还并未。
Because it doesn't matter how great a dad I might be.
我是一个什么样的爸爸并不重要。
I can't bring her to life. Only your Holy Spirit can do that.
我并不能赐给她生命，只有你的圣灵可以。
And one day his daughter came to him and said, Dad, you were right.
有一天他的女儿来跟他说，爸爸，你是对的。
The Holy Spirit was not in me.
圣灵不在我里面。
But now he is.
但是现在他在了。
And she shared with him how near she felt to God and how everything had changed.
他开始与爸爸分享他与神有多么的亲密，然后事情都改变了。
Well, Francis and his wife were skeptical.
这个陈帆牧师和他的太太有点怀疑。
They wanted to see evidence of change.
他想要看到他女儿改变的证据。
And they did.
然后他们确实看到了。
18 months later, they saw that she genuinely was a new creation in Jesus.
18个月后，他们看见了她真的是一个新造的人。
And today his daughter Rachel Chan is a popular Christian musician and worship recording artist.
今天他们的女儿陈拉杰是一个非常著名的基督教音乐家。
Francis Chan said, I didn't do it. It was the Holy Spirit.
然后这个牧师说，这并不是我所做的，乃是圣灵所做的。
And so even if your dad is a good, effective communicator, you still need the Holy Spirit to make the difference.
所以即使你的太太是即使你的爸爸是一个知名的很会教沟通的人，但是你仍然需要圣灵在你里面做出改变。
No number of sermons are going to change your life. Only God's Spirit can do that.
无数的讲道并不能改变你的生命，只有圣灵可以。
And so invite God's Spirit to dwell within you.
所以请圣灵来住在你里面。
Ralph Waldo Emerson, a famous American philosopher and lecturer, once said this, What lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us.
拉尔夫·沃尔多·艾默生，他是美国知名的哲学家和演说家。他说：“与我们里面的相比，我们身后的和摆在我们面前的都微不足道。”
And when the Holy Spirit lies within you, your past doesn't have to define you.
当圣灵在我们里面的时候，我们的过去并不会定义我们。
And the challenges of today as well as of the future can be easily overcome.
过去和将来的面对的挑战都会被克服。
The Holy Spirit changes you from the inside out so that the light of your life shines brightly in a dark world.
圣灵是从里而外的更新你，所以你的生命将像灯一样来点亮这个黑暗的世界。
And in that way, you're going to be ready to meet Jesus, your bridegroom, when he comes again.
这时你就会预备好了来迎接你的新郎，就是耶稣，当他再来的时候。
And so if you want to participate in that great wedding feast to come, first of all, you have to bring your lamp and join the bridal party.
如果你想参加即将临到的圣诞婚宴，第一件事情是拿着灯。
And second, you need to bring some oil, inviting God's Spirit to dwell within you.
第二件事，预备油，这样可以邀请圣灵来住在我们心里。
And then third, you need to watch for your bridegroom.
最后是我们要警醒来迎接新郎。
You need to anticipate Jesus coming at any time.
你需要知道耶稣会在任何的时候再来。
You need to look forward to the fact when Jesus is going to return at any hour, at any day, we don't know when.
我们会期待耶稣在任何一天任何一个小时来到，虽然我们并不知道具体的日期。
Verse 13 of our passage says this: Therefore keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour.
所以你们要警醒，因为那日子那时辰你们不知道。
Now remember, this is Jesus talking.
记得这是耶稣的讲道。
And he's telling us to keep watch.
他告诉我们要警醒。
In fact, throughout this entire segment on the future, Jesus repeatedly told us to keep watch, be alert, anticipate his coming anytime.
在他所有关于这个再来的讲章里面，他都告诉我们要警醒，要密切关注他的再来。
In other words, it should be a daily consciousness on our mind.
换句话说，就是我们每天都应该有如此的自觉性。
We should wake up every morning with the thought, it could be today. Am I ready to go?
当我每天早上醒来的时候，我们都应该这样想，就是今天了，我准备好了吗？
The book and movie Hatchie, A Dog's Tale tells the true story of Parker Wilson and his dog.
忠犬八公这个书和电影讲了一个真实的故事。
Wilson was a college professor who one day stepped off a commuter train at the end of the day, and he found a stray Akita puppy.
威尔逊是一个大学的音乐教授。当有一天他下火车的时候，他看见了一个迷失的秋田犬。
And he soon discovered that the puppy had escaped a damaged crate after being shipped from Japan to Woonsocket, Rhode Island.
他发现了这个小狗是从一个破坏的笼子里逃出来的，这个笼子是从日本寄往罗德岛的。
And so Parker took the dog home, determined that he was going to find its rightful owner.
所以他把这个狗带回家，然后准备找到它的主人。
He put up posters all around the town and he waited for a response.
他在镇子里张贴海报，然后等着有人回应。
In the meantime, he and the little dog became close friends.
同时他和这个小狗变成了好朋友。
And so when no one responded to the posters, Parker's wife kind of reluctantly agreed to let him keep the dog.
当没有人回应这个海报的时候，他的妻子非常不情愿地同意他保留这条狗。
A Japanese co-worker at the university noticed the word hachi, the Japanese word for the number 8 on the dog's dog collar.
他的一个日本同事发现了这个日语中的字母8在他的这个狗的这个领子上。
So that's what Parker called his new pet.
这就是他就给他起名叫做巴。
And one day Hatchie followed Parker several blocks to the train station as he left for work.
有一天这个狗呢就会跟着他来到了他的车站。
He refused to go home, so Parker had to walk him back to the house.
他不要回家，所以这个他的主人必须把他带回家。
But at the end of the day, Hatchie heard the train whistle.
在那天晚上的时候，当他听到火车的声音呢。
And he ran to the train platform and curled up and waited for Parker to get off the train.
他就跑到站台上，然后蹲在那里等着他下火车。
The next day, the dog was there again to greet him.
第二天这个狗又来了。
And this happened day after day after day, establishing a pattern.
这样的事情每天都发生，然后形成了一个固定的模式。
And Parker was just stunned by his dog's loyalty.
然后 Parker 呢，非常惊讶于他这个狗的忠实。
Well, one day Parker suffered a fatal heart attack in the classroom, and he died.
有一天他有一个致命的这个。
Unaware what had happened.Hatchie waited for his master at the station for hours.
这个狗并不知道它的主人已经死了，然后它就在它的那个火车站等了很久。
He never showed.
然后主人从没有再次出现。
And for the next 10 years, every evening, this loyal dog waited at that train station for Parker to come home.
在未来的十年里，每一天晚上，这个狗都跑到火车站去等它的主人回家。
And then one day, after a long wait, Hatchie drifted off to sleep.
有一天，在很久的等待以后，它终于睡去了。
As life was slipping from him, he apparently saw his master, and in his mind, he ran toward him.
当生命从那只狗收回的时候，它显然回到它的主人那里去了。
His faithful waiting had finally paid off.
他忠诚的等候最终得到了回报。
Well, in the same way, we wait for Jesus.
同样的，我们在等待耶稣。
He has delayed his coming for over 2,000 years now.
他已经延迟他的再来超过了两千年。
But there's coming a day when our waiting will pay off, and we will see Jesus.
但是终有一天，我们的等候最终会得到回报，我们将会再见到他。
It could be today.
可能是今天。
And then the wedding feast will begin.
然后婚宴就会开始。
And so, if you want to participate in that great wedding feast to come,
所以如果你想参加即将到来的婚宴
，you need to bring your lamp and join the bridal party, which is the church.
你需要拿着灯来参加到这个教会。
And you need to bring some oil, inviting God's Spirit to dwell within you.
然后我们要预备油，然后邀请圣灵住在我们里面。
And you need to be watching for your bridegroom, because it could come at any time.
我们要警醒等候新郎。
When America went to war after Pearl Harbor, many couples rapidly married.Before they were drafted into the armed services.
当美国经历珍珠港战争的时候，许多人都迅速的成婚，因为他们要被抽调到军队里去。
And one young man proposed to a young lady, but he was shipped off with the Navy before they could have their wedding.
一个年轻人向求婚了，但是他没有足够的时间，他必须要去参加海军。
They had to wait until he had enough leave time in order for him to come home.
他必须要等待，所以他有足够的假期可以回来完婚。
So in the meantime, the prospective wife and her mother planned the wedding right down to the last detail.
同时呢，这个未婚妻和她的妈妈开始预备婚礼的各种事宜。
They even printed the wedding invitations, but they left the date off.
他们也印了请柬，但是他们并没有写下日期。
And finally, after 18 long months, they received a telegram which read, "Get the white dress you've been wanting."
然后十八个月以后，他们收到了一份电报，说准备好你一直想穿的白裙子。
The groom was on his way, and they were ready.
这个未婚夫回来了。
Mother and daughter quickly added the wedding date on the invitations by hand.And sent them off in the mail.
然后岳母和他的女儿很快的就把这个日期写在了这个请柬上。
Now we don't know the day, but we do know that Jesus is coming any day now.
我们并不知道具体哪一天，但是我们知道耶稣就快来了。
And the question is, are you ready?
问题是你预备好了吗？
Whatever you do, you don't want to miss the wedding.
无论你做什么，你都不想错过婚宴。
You want to be ready for it.
你想要准备好。
And so bring your lamp and join the bridal party. Get involved in your local church, this local church.
所以拿着你的灯来参加 来到教会中与这个教会进入教会。
And bring some oil, inviting God's Spirit to dwell within you and follow the leadings in your life.
预备油邀请圣灵住在你里面。
And watch for your bridegroom to come at any time. It may be today.
然后警醒等候新郎的再来，甚至可能是今天。
And so the question is, if it is today, would you be ready for it?
所以问题是，如果真的是今天，你预备好了吗？
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you that Jesus is coming again.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你让耶稣再来。
And knowing him as our Savior makes us his bride.
知道他是我们的救主，让我们成为他的心腹。
We will meet him in the air, and so we will ever be with the Lord.
我们会与他空中相遇，然后我们与主永远在一起。
Now in the meantime, enable us to be ready.
同时请预备我们，让我们准备好。
That we would not be drifting off into the world, but more and more we would be purifying ourselves, getting ready for that day when we will see Jesus and be with him for all eternity.
我们不会被这个世界吸引，而是变得越来越纯洁，与主越来越亲近。
And this I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。